As you've likely heard elsewhere in the program, the U.S. Supreme Court today issued a surprise decision not to take up several cases on same-sex marriage. The court refused cert, which means it will let lower court rulings stand. That effectively makes same-sex marriage legal in 11 more states for a total now of 30. Shakira Sanders is with the University of Idaho School of Law. She's been following the case and says today's Supreme Court announcement could affect Idaho. Sanders told our Adam Cotterell the decision sends a message on what the high court thinks about the decisions made in other states.
It adds very persuasive authority to the circuit courts that have already ruled on the issue of same-sex marriage. Those circuits include the Fourth Circuit, the Seventh Circuit, and the Tenth Circuit. So now the Ninth Circuit could look to those other three circuits and say, we are persuaded by the reasoning in those cases that the marriage ban in Idaho should be deemed unconstitutional.
So they might have looked at those decisions and been swayed by them anyway, but this gives it sort of an added oomph.
Yeah, with the idea that there is a petition pending in front of the Supreme Court kind of creates a little bit of a cloud over those previous opinions. So now it's sort of like the cloud's been lifted and the likelihood of those opinions being overturned just substantially decreased.
So are you saying then that it is most likely that the Ninth Circuit will uphold the ruling in Idaho?
I think that that was pretty likely before the Supreme Court decided to grant cert. Much of that has to do with the Ninth Circuit's own case law. Under the Ninth Circuit, classifications based on sexual orientation receive heightened scrutiny. That means that the burden is on the state then to prove that its ban is okay. Also, the Ninth Circuit, unlike the other circuits, had actually decided the opinion before in the California. And based on the same arguments that Idaho has made, the Ninth Circuit has overturned a ban. So I think it was already highly likely that the Ninth Circuit would have upheld Judge Dale's ruling that the ban was unconstitutional. What happened in the Supreme Court today makes that even more likely.
How might the plaintiffs and the defendants in Idaho's case see this Supreme Court decision?
The U.S. Supreme Court is the only one who can give a definitive judgment that would apply to all 50 states and the territories. For that reason, I think you saw something you rarely see, which is the parties on both sides of the case agreeing that the court should take it up. And that, of course, refers to the pending cases that were denied today. You normally don't see that. And so I think there is some desire for the litigants all around the country for the court to take up the issue and rule once and for all.
You told me once before that if the Ninth Circuit ruled against Idaho's ban, same-sex marriages still might not happen in Idaho until the Supreme Court takes up the issue. Does that change now that the court won't hear it anytime soon?
When I made that statement, it was at the time where we had several cases pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. And we had also seen the U.S. Supreme Court sort of issue stays of other circuit court decisions that overturn same-sex marriage bans. Because we don't have that, I think once the Ninth Circuit rules, marriages will begin almost immediately in Idaho.
So could we see legal same-sex marriages in Idaho this year, this month?
I think it's much more likely that the Ninth Circuit will issue an opinion within the next few weeks and that marriages will begin within a few days right after that, if the Ninth Circuit rules in favor of the plaintiffs.
That was University of Idaho School of Law Shakira Sanders talking to our Adam Cotterell.